To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Happy Monday, news listeners. Welcome to your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. Hope you had a great weekend. It is the 24th of January, 2022. Here comes the best technology news that was going on over the weekend, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Could this really be happening? Could WhatsApp actually be ready to migrate Android chats to the iPhone? And it looks like it could be coming, at least according to what the folks are saying over there at The Verge. They appear to have found some evidence in the latest WhatsApp iOS beta release of a feature that lets you migrate your chat history from Android over to iOS. Now, this is actually building on a previous thing that we've heard about way back in September. This, however, though, looking a lot more polished. In fact, we've even got screenshots. The app will actually ask you for permission before you start migrating your chat history. However, though, that's not the only thing it seems to be coming through the WhatsApp. It also looks like it's working on a two-step verification feature for desktop and web clients. That tool will be used to add a personal PIN to your account. That way, if you want to access WhatsApp either through your computer or online, all you'll need to do is input a passcode. And from what we're gathering, that will be a six-digit PIN, and that'll be sent to your phone. Kind of like what we already see now, particularly with Apple products, when you log in, say, to iCloud, and you get that verification on your phone to trust this device or not. That new Samsung Galaxy S22. We've got a price leak for you, and we've got some information that probably is going to make you go, what, really? First, the good news. It looks like Samsung has carried over its prices from the previous S21 lineup. So say an S22 128GB model, that'll be about 849 euros. And if you're wondering to yourself, wow, that's great, how did they manage to do that? Well, now let me give you the bad news. The Ultra model looks like it's going to have less RAM. Now, those of you remembering the S21, that had 12GB of RAM. It looks like the S22 only getting 8. Though we are hearing of a possible premium version that could actually get you an extra 4GB of RAM. You know, bumping you back up to 12, what you're used to on the previous model. But it's gonna cost you. Now, with all the leaked information that's been coming out about the S22 series, you would have thought this would have been at the forefront. Apparently, Samsung didn't really want to highlight on this. Can't imagine why. Moving on to Apple news now. Hey, you remember the deadline requiring online groups and event apps to comply with the company's in-app purchase policy? Well, it looks like Apple's decided to extend that deadline. Now, this actually goes all the way back to 2020, where Apple said they would choose to support apps and developers that needed to adapt services from in-person to digital because of, yes, the pandemic. And because we're still in the pandemic, Apple thought, yeah, we better go ahead and extend this thing. So apps in this category can actually now use alternate payment options until June 30th. Now, that will allow them to get around Apple's 15 to 30% cut. Now, the only other question is, will it be extended yet again? And finally, hey, thanks to Batwinch for sending this one over. This might have scared the folks over at the Cambridge Travel Lodge, because they had a runaway vacuum on their hands. Yeah, it's actually one of these robot vacuum cleaners. And instead of actually doing its job, I guess the vacuum just said, screw it, I quit. Apparently, the automated cleaner failed to stop at the front door of the hotel. And once it made a break, it just kept on going. The staff also seemed to be completely unaware that the vacuum actually disappeared. When one realized the vacuum was no longer in the building, well, that's when the search started outside. Now, of course, the staff there at the Travel Lodge had a good little joke on social media with the thing, going on to say at least it had no natural predators. Actually, I would tell the staff, hey, thank goodness you found it, which, by the way, was in a hedge, instead of somebody actually picking the thing up saying, hey, look, free vacuum, thanks. At least when they did find the vacuum, it was given a good dusting off. Ha ha. I hope they also threw the contents of the tray inside and was promptly put back on the charging station. Have you got a story? No one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website for everything that's happening at the British Tech Network is britishtechnetwork.com. You can also find BTN on our Facebook page at British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech and join the BTN community at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show back at your way tomorrow for your Tuesday installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday, and thank you so much as always for listening and supporting this show.